Federal regulators are scheduling a series of public hearings on proposed new fishing gear rules that aim to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale from potentially deadly entanglements. Fred Bever has more.
The controversial rules could force Maine lobstermen to remove from the water half the rope they use to haul their traps and to use rope that would break more easily. Conservationists say the rules are needed to avert the whale's potential extinction. Colin Coogan coordinates whale protection efforts at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's North Atlantic Fisheries Bureau. Coogan says NOAA wants to know how the new rules would affect marine ecosystems and animals, including whales. But she says officials are also looking for fishermen's views on how their operations and businesses might be affected by specific gear changes.
So, for instance, if we're asking them to increase their gear marking, maybe putting a large 3-foot-long mark in the top 2 fathoms of their buoy line, would that be something they do at the dock and bring out with them? Is that something they would do while at sea? How hard would that be to do? How much time would it take? What do they think the cost to them would be?
The first scoping meeting in Maine is scheduled for the evening of Monday, August 12th, at the University of Maine at Machias, with subsequent meetings that week in Ellsworth, Waldoboro, and Portland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can find the complete notice of the meetings and their purpose at our website, mainepublic.org.